Hello and happy new year. This is Rachel here and I am in Westminster Hall today ahead of a photo call event with some MPs and a couple of guide dog owners. This is in honour of Martin Horwood MP's private members bill on pavement parking, which excitingly is having its second reading in Parliament tomorrow. So I'll go and have a chat to some of the people here and find out why they're here and why they support the campaign.
My name's Martin Horwood and I'm the Member of Parliament for Cheltenham, and I'm here in Westminster with Guide Dogs to promote my private members bill, which is to have a default setting of an offence for pavement parking throughout the urban areas of England. And that's something that I think is really important. Pavement parking is a menace. It's a menace for people who use guide dogs, but it's also a problem for wheelchair users, for elderly people, for parents with children in buggies, all of whom may have to dangerously step off the pavement or get round parked vehicles. And it's something we just think we should assume is the wrong thing to do, and we should have a law that reflects that and makes it easy to enforce. So I'm very grateful for Guide Dogs' support in this campaign, and I'm looking forward to it succeeding.
My name is Simon and I'm supporting the pavements campaign because it's vital that unnecessary obstructions don't take place on pavements. It gets guide dogs confused if they find their way blocked, so they have to then take us out into the road to take us round it, which is potentially dangerous. So the campaign is to stop vehicles parking on pavements is vitally important to our work.
My name is Sandy. I've been a guide dog owner for 40 years and I'm supporting the pavement parking bill because negotiating a parked car can often lead you into dangerous situations if you have to negotiate the car via a main road, for instance. So if we can keep our pavements for pedestrians and roads for cars, that would be brilliant.
I'm Jacqueline, and I'm a guide dog owner. I'm supporting the pavement parking bill because I have first-hand experience of the difficulties of trying to avoid cars that are parked upon a pavement and having to negotiate getting out into a road and safely around a vehicle on potentially busy and dangerous roads.